All right. First and foremost, I just want to thank your college for reaching out to me for being a part of their Spartan Blogcast Network, as I'm able to take place in a podcast that they're creating. So they had sent over a list of 7 questions that I was going to answer. So let's get rolling. First question, can you walk us through your first few years out of college? Any challenges, successes, et cetera? Yeah, so I was a 2011 sport management graduate from your college. Immediately out of college, I guess I should take a step back. So I first started as an intern in Austin, Texas, University of Texas in the Longhorn Foundation. So it was the athletic development office. I was in charge of not much in the grand scheme of things. I got really good at filling coffee and licking envelopes and filling envelopes. But it was, all jokes aside, it was a good experience for me because it allowed me to get out of my comfort zone, move to Austin, Texas. I'm from Northeast Pennsylvania, Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Went to school in New York, which is 2.5 hours away. And going to Austin was one of the first real challenges that I had in my career. I always tell people that that was the most difficult thing that I ever have done, but also the most beneficial thing that I ever did. I mean, just imagine, and a lot of people have done this, but spring semester, senior year, you move halfway across the country. A lot of your friends are still in New York having a good time, going to Murph's on a Friday, Saturday night, and you're in Austin, you don't really know anyone. For the first couple of weeks, it was tough, but then you meet people, and then you're in Austin, Texas, which is a phenomenal place. So, intern for the Longhorn Foundation. After that, I got my first real job working for Spurs Sports and Entertainment as a new business consultant or an inside sales rep, where I was responsible for selling the San Antonio Spurs, the San Antonio Silver Stars at the time, and the San Antonio Rampage, which were the AHL, the hockey team, and the WNBA team. I went there super excited to sell the Spurs, and I actually started in the middle of a lockout. So all of that excitement was then centered around the WNBA and hockey, which were two things that I did not have a passion for, but it really taught me how to sell. Fast forwarding to this day, I've worked in sports now for almost 10 years, and unfortunately, I don't have a playoff win to my name. But getting that start in the middle of a lockout was interesting and certainly a success. It was a challenging time. A lot of people were leaving. I was right out of college, didn't really know what to do, and ended up then taking a job in Cleveland, working for the Cleveland Indians. So I was there for 3 years as a group sales account executive before spending now the last 6 with the San Diego Padres, first as an inside sales rep and then transitioning to overseeing the group sales department. And then fast forwarding to till today, which is actually my first day working for a company called Sports Business Solutions, where I will now be training, developing, and consulting for sports teams, primarily training their inside sales reps and their group sales reps, and actually helping college students get a job in sports. So went through some challenges earlier in my career with the lockout. I ended my career with the coronavirus working in professional sports. And now I'm taking on this new challenge where clean slate, clean reputation. I have to rebuild myself back up. Along the way, obviously, there were some successes as I had the opportunity to get promoted a few times internally with the Padres and had other career opportunities among sports. Most recently, one of the things I'm most proud of is being fortunate enough to work with a really talented team at the Padres to put us in the top 3 in revenue and in ticket sales when it came to group sales. So that's, I guess, more than the first few years, but that's been my career as of this point. So next question was, to have a career in sports, what are 3 characteristics that you think are critical to have? In no particular order, and I'm sure I'm going to miss some, but the first one that's coming to my head right now is patience. Sports is a career where it's very easy to progress, and it's very easy to progress quickly in the beginning of your career. But once you get out of inside sales and into kind of that next role typically as an account executive, it gets a little bit, it slows down and you go from, you know, your whole life, you go from, you always know what's next, right? You go, I mean, elementary school, middle school, high school, for a lot of people, then college, internship, you get that first job, and then it's like, all right, what's next? So patience is really, really important because you're so fast moving, and then all of a sudden things start to slow down a little bit, and you got to really focus on what's important to you. What's your why? What's your North Star? What are you working towards? So patience being number one. Number two, hard work. To me, there's no substitute for hard work. What's the quote? Talent. When talent doesn't work, hard work. What the hell is that thing? Effort will always beat hard work any day of the week. Essentially, I know Derek Jeter has a quote of that as well. Not totally butchered what the actual quote is. But effort. I was never the smartest kid in high school or college. I was never the best salesperson. I was never the most natural gifted leader, but I took a lot of pride in outworking a lot of my peers. And I think that's allowed me to get to where I was and where I am. So patience, hard work. And thirdly, and I'll try not to incorporate any quotes into this one and butcher it, but patience, hard work, and attitude. A lot of teams and at the Padres specifically, we preached three things. There's attitude, effort, and results. And I already mentioned hard work, which is a lot to do with effort, but attitude. Specifically right now, I mean, a good example of what, with all that's going on in the world with COVID-19, like, we can't control that, but we can control our attitude. We can't control every day how we show up. We can't control the attitude that you have when you greet your spouse in the morning. We can't control the attitude that we have when we talk to parents, family, friends on the phone. And you can decide if that's going to be a positive one or a negative one. So the first three things that came to my head was number one, patience, number two, hardworking, and then number three, attitude. Next question. So coming from a D3 school, did you think that York prepared you enough for a career in professional sports? Well, it'd be kind of awkward if I said no. But luckily, they did. Coming out of high school, and this was something my parents told me, and I completely agreed, where it was important to me that I needed to go to a smaller school, where I could have that one-on-one interaction with my professors. And at York, like, whatever you wanted to do, if you really wanted to do it, you could go ahead and do it. And I know some friends, and now interacting with other people who've gone to other colleges, like, you go to a big school, you can't just automatically run the women's soccer team. You can't just automatically become the sports editor of the newspaper. You can't automatically just oversee intramural sports. You can't automatically have your own, you know, it wasn't great, but like an AM radio station. And those are all opportunities plus others that I got that I was able to receive at York. So from getting those types of experience were great because there's a lot of things I enjoyed. There's a lot of things that I didn't enjoy, but allow me to get those experiences in order to put myself in a position now. There's also a lot of relationships that I still have in the sports world that had went to York, which is great. And I mean, yeah, it prepared me for a career, but also prepared me for some really good friendships that I have to this day. So yeah, for sure, York prepared me tremendously. So next question: how did I get involved with the San Diego Padres? Did I have a connection, application process? What did that look like? San Diego Padres, well, long story short, I ended up getting that job due to a connection that I had with the Indians, with the connection that I had with the Spurs. I got that connection with the Spurs due to a career fair that I signed up for in Houston at Minute Maid Park, home of the Astros, when I worked for the Longhorns. And I got my connection with the Longhorns from York College that just preached networking. And I just branched out and I got it. So just try to tie it into York. But yes, to answer the question, I got involved with the Padres due to a mutual connection who was a previous manager of mine with the Indians, and then I moved into the work for the Padres. That's a very common story, though. Sports, it may seem like a big industry, but it's very, very small. And as I'm now starting my new venture, involved with training and development, it's crazy how, as I go through my, not Rolodex, no one has a Rolodex, but even as I go through like my LinkedIn profile and I look at contacts on my phone, it's crazy how many people you know, because people switch teams, you go to these conferences, and it's just a very small industry. So it's very easy to make a name for yourself. It's also very easy to make a name for yourself, unfortunately, in the negative way, and get yourself out of the industry. But fortunately for me, things have been on the positive. Next question, what is something that surprised you about the baseball industry, specifically Major League Baseball? I worked in baseball for 8-9 years, so as of this point, there's not a ton that currently surprises me. Dating back to when I first started with the Indians, I guess, like, I don't know. The first thing that's coming to my head is, and maybe it's because I've been in it for 9 years, but, like, it never actually felt, and, like, I'll just finish my sentence. It never actually felt like the season was as long as it actually was, and there was as many games as there actually was. Now, if you take Matt in the month of August for the last 9 years, he would probably tell me I'm crazy. But, like, it all moved so quickly. I loved, like, just getting excited about, like, a random Wednesday day game. Like, that was pretty cool. I now just appreciate just the game of baseball in general. Like, I grew up a Yankee fan, and then obviously turned into a Indians fan for my 3 years there, and then I've become a pretty diehard Padres fan. So now I feel like my fandom is in question. I don't really know what I'm going to do. It's now, I guess I got the Padres, and I got the Yankees, and I'll be rooting for both. But I guess how quickly the season actually went, despite how long it actually is. What else surprised me? I learned pretty quick that baseball is, and it kind of falls in line with what some people say about pace of play, but they're sometimes a little bit slower to pick up new trends. For example, the NBA is typically quick to try new things, some things that have worked, some things that haven't worked. You know, for example, when they tried the new basketball, that didn't work too well. But, you know, just as recently trying the new all-star format was weird and confusing at first, but got raving reviews, where baseball's a little bit slower. So slower to change, but the season moved a little bit quicker. Those are the first two things that came to my head. Can I choose one day where something unique happened on the job and tell you about it? Something unique that happened on the job. So the first thing that came to my head were some of the most remarkable experiences that I was able to be a part of in sports. So, for example, I'll just do some quick hitters. When I worked at the University of Texas, I was there when Texas was consistently ranked in the top 10, and getting to witness Tristan Thompson and Corey Joseph, we were probably the two most notable guys on that team. Just being an intern and doing the grunt work during the day, but then be going to every single UT basketball game when I was there was cool. San Antonio, just being immersed in the culture of San Antonio was the first thing that stands out to me, like experiencing time out on the Riverwalk, going into the arena and taking people on arena tours for the first time. Just experiencing the pride of San Antonio was really cool. Unfortunately, I never saw the Spurs play as an employee. I went down once and saw the Spurs play the Thunder when KD, Westbrook, and I believe Harden were still on that team, which was pretty cool. Fast forward to Cleveland. That's where I had my one playoff experience, which unfortunately was a wild card loss, and we got shut out. So unfortunately, I've never seen a point, a basket, or a touchdown while working for a professional sports team. So that's fun. Opening days in baseball, every single one of them stands out. Listening to the players get introduced both home and away, the fireworks, remembering the bitter cold days in Cleveland to the complete opposite in San Diego. There were some ups, there were some downs. I remember one year, like, the Dodgers put up 9 runs in the first inning against us. And I was like, wow, this is going to be a tough one. Opening days, World Baseball Classic. We hosted the All-Star Game in San Diego, which was awesome. Being a part of the Home Run Derby, the signings of Matt Kemp and Justin Upton one year to Manny Machado, Hosmer, and watching Fernando Tatis kind of grow, it has been cool as well. So, ton of experiences, and I just think of the memories I was able to build with my wife. I actually met my wife in Cleveland. She was working for the Cavaliers and inside sales. I was in group sales with the Indians, and just us being able to experience those things together has been cool. So, not necessarily a unique experience, you know, on the phones or on appointments or in training, but I mean, those are the types of experiences that I've been able to experience as working sports. And then last question, what am I currently doing today to move forward in my career? Well, like I mentioned before, I literally just started a new job. But for me, and this is something that was instilled with me when we worked for the Padres, is continuous improvement. Every day, what are you doing to try to get better? And for me, I'm big on structure and routine. So whether that's, you know, waking up in the morning and doing a little bit of reading or journaling, I mean, I can kind of go through high level. I mean, I use, most days, use this journal called the Full Focus Planner, and it kind of breaks out my big three, which are the things I want to make sure I accomplish every day. And then I just kind of break down every single thing that I want to do. So from just, you know, in the morning to this morning, I did a little bit of deep work, which were my big three first thing in the morning. Did a little workout, had a ton of appointments. So now at the end of the day, you know, recording a podcast. So I like to say structured in that journal as well. It goes through some goal setting activities, which I found important for me as well to move forward with my career. I found goals are good to set, but if you don't know why you're setting them and don't know your motivation, it kind of makes it difficult to progress. And actually, when I did this goal setting exercise a couple months ago, I realized I was setting goals but progressing towards something that wasn't necessarily my North Star, which for me, that's coaching, mentoring, developing account executives, and working with college students to get jobs in professional sports. So I am now in that. And I am now very excited. Obviously, day one, still in the honeymoon phase. I work from home, live in San Diego, but I have a pretty good feeling that this is where I'm meant to be. So, your college, thank you very much for reaching out. And then hopefully the listeners can get a little bit of value from this podcast. If anyone wants to connect with me, please don't hesitate to do so on LinkedIn or on Instagram. Any of my platforms, I'm either Matt Griffin Clark or Matt G. Clark. Griffin is G-R-I-F-F-I-N. Feel free to send me a direct message on any of those platforms, and I'd be more than happy to connect with you. All right, guys, have a good one. Go Spartans.